The Hutterites were not only German-speaking, they lived in colonies, they were communal, which is something that people did not quite understand in the early 1900s. People were rather suspicious of the Hutterites, but one of the things that really bothered them was the Hutterite stance on pacifism. The Hutterites were peace-loving. They had left Russia, in fact, because they did not want to serve in the Russian military. They had left Germany and Austria and other countries before that because they always felt very strongly about pacifism. In 1918, the Hutterite young men were called up to serve in this country's military, and the Hutterites saw no problem in serving their country, but not in a militaristic sort of way. They would not wear a uniform and they would not carry a gun. For some reason, four young Hutterites from a colony near Parkston were singled out. And the authorities felt that if they could just break the will of those four, maybe other Hutterite men would follow in line.
Around the nation.
Right. In 1918, those four men were ordered. They had passed their physical, and then they were ordered to put on a uniform. And they refused. They said that this was not to be done, because this was something that went completely against Hutterite teachings and the teachings they had been brought up with from the time they were very small children. They were sent to Fort Lewis in Washington, and there they were unable to break their spirit, and so they decided they would send them to the Rock, to Alcatraz, military prison there. Those four Hutterites were in the prison there for 4 months, and in fact, they were treated in ways that led to their physical demise. Their clothing was taken away. They were thrown into the equivalent of a dungeon at Alcatraz. They were denied water and food, and they were told again and again, unless you give in, unless you put on a uniform, you're going to die. Well, these Hutterites come from a people who have a long history of persecution. Undoubtedly, they sang some of the same hymns their ancestors had sung at the time of persecution, but they had something that sustained them. But after 4 months, the men were very weak, and they decided to transfer them from Alcatraz to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. The train ride was a very long one. They had been through a lot, so that by the time they reached Fort Leavenworth, two of the young Hutterites were in very bad shape. And in fact, they telegrammed for their wives to come and see them, because they feared that one of the men or more might die. When the wives finally were able to get to Fort Leavenworth, they were told that the men were in bad shape in terms of their physical health. But one woman was very persistent, wanted to see her husband immediately, and she was taken to a room in which there was a coffin, and in that coffin was her husband in uniform. This was a terrible blow to this woman. She had asked if this was the man's request, and the authorities had to admit that it was not, that they put the uniform on a dead body, because this man had refused to wear it so long as he was breathing. Shortly after, another Hutterite man died at Fort Leavenworth. And when these bodies were returned to the Hutterite colony near Parkston, it was the occasion of a huge funeral. And the Hutterites again sang the songs of persecution. And that is really what led to the great exodus from South Dakota of so many Hutterites to Canada. And it was not until then, the 1930s, the Depression era, when, interestingly enough, authorities from South Dakota and others would go to Canada and ask, and even in some cases, the way it sounds, beg the Hutterites to return. And there were those Hutterites who decided to forgive and forget and return to South Dakota. There were others that were not necessarily unforgiving, but they simply felt that Canada was there at a time when they needed it, in 1918, and they would continue to live and work in Canada.